These are behind our food and natural medicines, and they're disappearing. Bees are dying, and at an alarming rate. Between 2023 and 2024, U.S. beekeepers lost an estimated 55.1% of their colonies, the worst loss in more than a decade and nearly 15% higher than the previous 13-year average. Bees pollinate three-quarters of the fruits, vegetables, and nuts we eat, and many of us rely on bee products for their nutrition and health-promoting gifts. If bees vanish, it's scary to think of all we stand to lose. And some say that if the bees go, we go too. Jeff Pettis, president of Apimondia, the International Federation of Beekeepers Associations, sums up the health benefits that bees offer humans in one word: huge. Although two-thirds of our diet comes from carbohydrates, crops like rice, wheat, and corn, which are pollinated by wind rather than insects, many other important foods require bees. So we're not going to starve if we don't have bees. But literally, everything you can think of that's nutritious, fruits, nuts, and vegetables, all of those are, we'll call it, animal-pollinated. The vast majority of those are pollinated by honey bees or other wild bees, he told the Epoch Times. Bees pollinate. Ryan Burris is a third-generation beekeeper and the president of the California State Beekeepers Association. He points out that many people don't realize how many fruits and vegetables we eat depend on bees for pollination. The biggest one, obviously, for beekeepers, is almonds. And then you have things like blueberries, watermelons, and stuff you don't think about, like onions and carrots, all require pollination. There's an estimated 100 crops that require pollination, he told the Epoch Times. 20,000 species of bees grace our planet, and 4,000 species are native to the United States. Bees are some of our most well-known and beloved pollinators. One in every three bites of food you eat depends on pollinators to produce, and bees pollinate one in every four bites. Beyond their critical role as pollinators, bees also gift us powerful products like honey, bee pollen, propolis, and royal jelly, each packed with nutritional and medicinal benefits. Honey. The ancient Egyptians may have been the world's first beekeepers. They crafted clay hives and transported them on rafts along the Nile, allowing bees to pollinate whatever flowers were in season. Bees were deeply revered, and honey was considered sacred. Throughout history, honey has played many roles. It was used in religious rituals, medicine, currency, and offerings to the gods. When archaeologists uncovered King Tutankhamun's tomb, they found a sealed jar of honey more than 2,000 years old. Because honey doesn't spoil, it was still safe to eat. Honey offers a treasure trove of healing properties. It soothes a cough, benefits digestion and oral health, treats constipation and diarrhea, protects the heart, and has anti-cancer properties, in addition to being antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antifungal, and a powerful antioxidant. Jana Schmidt is a board-certified naturopathic doctor and master herbalist who keeps bees. She says not all honey is created equal, and knowing where your honey comes from is crucial, as many store-bought varieties are synthetically made or artificial. If you want the good stuff, go for raw, local honey, ideally straight from a beekeeper. Darker varieties have higher antioxidants than the lighter varieties, she noted, saying bees make the darker types in the winter months when it's cold, and they need more nutrition, which is passed to us when we eat it. She says that honey added to tea before bed can help you sleep, something she did for her children when they were little. It helps regulate your sleep, but it also protects the teeth from the bacteria that causes cavities, which seems crazy because it's sweet. You think, oh, that's going to cause cavities, but actually, it protects the teeth, she told the Epoch Times. Studies have found that honey's antibacterial properties fight harmful bacteria, such as Salmonella and E. coli. In addition, honey has been studied for its potential benefits against cancer, including breast, liver, and colorectal cancers, where it has shown cytotoxic effects on cancer cells, the ability to inhibit cancer cell growth, and prevent the formation of new blood vessels that tumors need to grow. Raw honey is a potential source of Clostridium botulinum spores, which can cause botulism, especially in babies. Therefore, it's generally recommended that infants under 1 year of age should not be fed raw honey. Bees are prolific producers of a diverse array of products with numerous potential health benefits, according to experts. Bee pollen. Honeybees collect pollen from flowers and mix it with their saliva, which contains special enzymes. They then store it in comb cells inside their hives. Once the pollen is stored and processed in the hive, it is called bee bread, or ambrosia, a vital food for the bees, containing proteins, fats, vitamins, and minerals they need. When bee bread is stored, it undergoes a natural fermentation process, which preserves it and makes its nutrients easier to absorb. To me, it's God's perfect multivitamin because it has every vitamin and mineral known for human nutrition. It has approximately 96 different nutrients and bioavailable energy. It's antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, and the most digestible protein per ounce than anything else out there, Schmidt said. Bee pollen offers a source of sustained energy throughout the day and not a spike like you might get from sugar or caffeine, she said. I don't drink coffee or anything like that. I just take my bee pollen in the morning, and I'm good to go, she beamed. There is growing scientific interest in bee pollen, particularly because of its antimicrobial properties, which can fight a wide variety of pathogens, including bacteria and fungi. This ability is notable because some bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics. Bee pollen seems able to fight microbes without creating resistance, which some scientists believe is because it contains several different natural compounds that work synergistically. Bee pollen also supports the body's good bacteria, benefiting healthy gut microbes, behaving like a prebiotic. Schmidt adds that as a natural fertility specialist, bee pollen is her number one fertility supplement. If you think about it, it's the fertility for the plants. Why wouldn't it be fertility for us, too? So sometimes that's all it takes. The couple start taking bee pollen, and bam, they're fertile. So that's been pretty fun to be a part of. Studies have found that bee pollen has other wide-ranging medicinal benefits to humans, including benefiting metabolic syndrome disorders, preventing obesity, combating liver disorders, cardioprotective effects, lowering uric acid, detoxifying, regulating ovarian functions, alleviating allergic reactions, improving digestion and absorption, stimulating the immune system, improving cognitive dysfunction. It takes bees working 8 hours a day, 2 to 4 weeks, to gather 1 teaspoon of pollen, Schmidt said. They work so hard. They visit over 2 million flowers to get 1 teaspoon of pollen. It's pretty amazing. Propolis. Propolis, also known as bee glue, is a resinous substance bees gather from different types of plants. Bees use it as a type of construction material for the hive. It seals holes and cracks, improves structural integrity, smooths the inner surface of the hive, maintains a constant internal temperature of 95 degrees Fahrenheit, and protects the hive from the elements, predators, and pathogens. Once hardened, it helps create an antiseptic internal environment. Schmidt offers a long list of propolis's benefits, particularly to the brain. These include reducing inflammation in the brain and oxidative stress, helping reduce the toxic effects of methylmercury, a highly toxic form of mercury, and aluminum in the brain, increasing synaptic efficiency, and protecting against neurodegeneration and cognitive impairment. She adds that it is a great prebiotic and excellent for gut health. Anytime there's an infection, and you're not quite sure what it is, I usually go to propolis. It just boosts your immune system like nothing else I've ever used, she said. Studies have revealed that this amazing substance has many applications for human health and has the following medicinal properties. Antioxidant. Anti-inflammatory. Anti-ulcer. Anti-cancer. Immunomodulatory. Neuroprotective. Anti-allergic. Cardioprotective. Anti-diabetic. Studies in humans and animals have shown propolis to possess powerful healing properties beneficial in multiple acute and chronic diseases, from autoimmune diseases like type 2 diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis to cardiovascular disease, cancer, and COVID-19. In a 2021 randomized, controlled clinical trial, 124 hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were split into three groups. Two groups received Brazilian green propolis, 400 or 800 milligrams daily, in addition to regular treatment, while the third group did not receive propolis. The researchers found that patients who received propolis were released from the hospital 5 to 6 days sooner, and those who received 800 milligrams of daily propolis had less kidney damage associated with COVID-19. Thus, the study authors concluded that propolis is a safe and effective adjunct treatment for patients with COVID-19. Royal jelly. Humans have used royal jelly as a powerful medicine for millennia. It is extremely popular and highly regarded in Chinese medicine, in ancient times and today. Royal jelly is an overall tonic that promotes the robust development of bones, teeth, and the brain. It also helps boost fertility for women and soothe the symptoms of menopause. Royal jelly is a white milky substance secreted by worker bees to feed the queen bee larvae. Worker bee larvae get a different type, called worker jelly, that contains fewer nutrients. According to one study, the higher quality royal jelly fed to the queen allows her to live a long life and lay 2,500 eggs daily. In comparison, worker bees only live about 45 days and, although female, do not reproduce. Rich in proteins, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals, royal jelly is a vital food source for bees. Today, humans use it as a dietary supplement, medicine, and ingredient in cosmetic and skincare products. Studies have shown royal jelly to have the following medicinal properties: antioxidant, antilipidemic, antiproliferative, antimicrobial, neuroprotective, anti-inflammatory, immunomodulatory, anti-aging, estrogenic activities. Despite its medicinal benefits, Schmidt says that she does not recommend royal jelly because of how it is harvested, as it hurts the bees and the hive only to collect a tiny amount. I just don't like the practice overall. I feel like it takes it a step beyond what we should be doing to live well with the bees, she said. A 2023 study investigated the effect of royal jelly on liver enzymes and glycemic indices. The researchers found that royal jelly did not significantly affect adults' glycemic profile or liver function. However, in trials with a longer duration of 8 or more weeks, and those conducted in non-healthy populations, there was a significant reduction in serum fasting blood glucose, a measurement of glucose in the blood after fasting. Higher fasting blood glucose levels are a characteristic sign of both prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. Why bees are dying? We have all heard about the alarming decline in bee numbers in recent years. Pettis says the reasons that bees are dying is such huge numbers are multifaceted and complex. The first, he says, is that bees are losing their natural habitat. A significant reason for this is the rise of monoculture, when farmers plant only one kind of crop in their fields. This lack of diversity limits the flowers available for bees, making it harder for them to get all the nutrients they need to stay healthy and thrive. Roundup-ready crops, like corn, soybeans, all these, they create very sterile fields so there are no weeds, and a lot of those weeds are really good for bees, he said. Pettis says the second reason is pesticide exposure and the third is pests and diseases affecting bees. He says they all combine in different ways to affect bees and reduce their numbers, making beekeeping more challenging. We've had a number of exotic things come into the U.S., two parasitic mites, and then the beetle from Africa, and now we have some invasive hornets coming in from Asia. It's just one thing after another, he said. It's really hard to survive when you have all these stressors lining up, one right behind the other. Some readers may be wondering about colony collapse disorder. I was actually very involved in colony collapse disorder, which is now 20 years old, and we never came up with a single definitive thing. It was just a combination of things that were killing managed honeybees, Pettis said. Mites, particularly the varroa mite, which is aptly named varroa destructor, have become an enormous challenge for beekeepers. The varroa mite, varroa destructor, is the main killer of honeybees because they feed on the bee as it's growing, Burris said. These tiny parasitic mites feed on bee fat and blood, which bees need for energy and a healthy immune system. They also spread viruses, particularly the deformed wing virus, which causes bees to be born with shriveled wings that will never fly. Burris adds that federal and state regulators do not want honeybees on public lands as they fear they may hurt native pollinators, though he notes they don't have evidence to support those concerns. He says they're arguing about food supply and demand problems without considering that native pollinators and honeybees have different feeding habits. They're not taking into account the size of the honeybee, the size of a native pollinator, the size of their tongues, and how they extract nectar, how they obtain pollen, he said. Pesticides, which include insecticides and herbicides, are also detrimental to bees. Roundup and other weed killers that contain glyphosate are incredibly harmful to our bodies, but also the bees, Schmidt said. A relatively recent class of insecticides called neonicotinoids, or neonics, are the world's most widely used insecticides and possibly one of the most deadly. They work by making every part of the treated plant toxic while poisoning the soil, surrounding water, and wildlife. They affect the bee's nervous system, interfering with their ability to learn, remember, and navigate, meaning many exposed bees can't find their way back to the hive and eventually die. Since their introduction in the last two decades, neonicotinoids' widespread use has made U.S. agriculture increasingly destructive to insect life. Neonicotinoids are responsible for 92% of this increase in danger to insects. These deadly insecticides don't just kill bees. Neonics are linked to losses of birds and fish and birth defects in white-tailed deer. Increasing evidence has also shown that neonics affect human health, especially children. One study found neonics in the urine of half of children 3 to 5 years old, and a 2020 Swiss study found neonics in every sample of plasma and spinal fluid of children receiving treatment for leukemia and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. How we can help bees. Thankfully, there are things we can all do to help bees and support these essential pollinators. Plant native flowers and trees, especially ones that bloom through summer, as bees need food from spring through fall. Buy local honey, and honey made 100% in the United States to support U.S. beekeepers. Avoid using insecticides or pesticides around your yard and use natural methods instead. Schmidt says using vinegar and water with a bit of salt kills weeds without harming anything else. Allow an area of your yard or garden to be overgrown or less cut back to provide food and nesting habitats for bees. Plant a bee garden with native flowers to attract bees and other pollinators. Create a bee watering station with filtered water using a deep plate with pebbles or marbles near flowering plants to give bees a safe place to drink. Create a bee house you can hang in your yard to give bees a place to live. Keep hives away from sources of Wi-Fi radiation and EMFs, which adversely affect bees. If you notice a swarm of bees on your property, contact a local beekeeping association, university agriculture department, or local beekeeper to collect them, not an exterminator. Encourage state legislators to support laws that support and protect bees. Spread awareness about bees and how we can support them. Schmidt reveres the tiny pollinators that provide us with so much. You know, we use the term beekeeping, but I really feel like they keep us, like they know what to do, we just need to provide a nice habitat for them, and they do all the work, they just give and give.